insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء السلام عليكم brothers and sisters. I would like to welcome you to another of our programs. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers us with his blessings, especially in understanding the holy verses of his holy book. First, let's hear the verses.
وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ اجْعَلْ هَذَا بَلَدًا آمِنًا وَارْزُقْ أَهْلَهُ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ مَنْ آمَنَ مِنْهُمْ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ قال ومن كفر فأمتعه قليلا ثم أضطره إلى عذاب النار وبئس المصير وإذ يرفع إبراهيم القواعد من البيت وإسماعيل ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.
We're discussing verse 126, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala quotes the dua and the prayer that Prophet Ibrahim made, which was that he called on Allah saying that, "My Lord, make this a secure town. رَبِّ جَعَلْ هَذَا بَلَدًا آمِنًا and provide its people with fruits. وَارْزُقْ أَهْلَهُ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ مَنْ آمَنَ مِنْهُمْ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ such of them as have faith in Allah and the last day." So Prophet Ibrahim, based on this verse, prayed that, "O Allah, give those who have faith blessings in this city and make that city secure on them." Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in answering his call that, "I will accept that and I will give that to you. I would bestow that upon you, or because of your prayer, I will make that city a secure city, and I will give sustenance to its people, but not only for those that you mentioned." قَالَ وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَأُمَتِّعُهُ قَلِيلًا ثُمَّ أَضْطَرُّهُ إِلَىٰ عَذَابِ النَّارِ He said, "As for him who is faithless, I will provide for him for a short time, then I will show him toward the punishment of the fire. وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرِ And it is an evil destination." If you remember, two questions were raised about this verse. One is, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that, "I am answering this call, I will make that city a secure town," then why do we see in history, and even in recent history, that's it's not secure for all people? It's not always 100% secure. So what is this referring to? Also, it is interesting that we see, as replying to the call of Prophet Ibrahim and answering the dua and the prayer of Prophet Ibrahim, asking God to make that a secure town and provide its people with fruits, of course not all people, only those who have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the last day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "I will give you that," but he also adds the kuffar, those who reject